At this point.
Hey, Jordan, I know this is something you guys have addressed before, but it gets more and more stark, it seems, every week. Why is the defense so much more effective at home than away?
Really, you know what? You look at the way we're playing in these games, and it's like three, maybe four plays in each game that shows that difference, right? You look at how we started the game. We started with three and out, and really had them where we wanted them. And then, you know, they bust a run, and then they get that pass to Jimmy for the touchdown. But you look at it, and they're not really. I mean, they're doing. It's like three, four plays, you know, and that's how every single one has been. It's the execution, and I say it every week, and every time I get asked that question, you know, it's not a matter of how we're playing; it's a matter of executing. You know, we've got to execute just consistently, and that's really the main key.
You guys are in a stretch where you're facing a really elite quarterback every week, pretty much. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of backups, not a lot of rookies in there. What's the mentality of the defense as far as, do you guys embrace that? Do you like it? Do you like the challenge? Or, you know, and how tough is it to never get a break that way?
Yeah, and to add to that, every quarterback is different, right? So you had Russell last week who was able to be so crafty. You know, we had Matt Ryan who's sitting there and throwing, making every pass, and now you've got Aaron Rodgers who provides a little bit of both. You know, and this defense, we embrace it. Absolutely. It's a new challenge every week. And that's the way it should be. You know, we don't want any handouts or going again. We want to prove, you know, that we're going against the top competition and doing, what we need to be doing against them. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, you know, we're playing one of the top quarterbacks this league has had in the past, however long he's been playing at that level, you know, so, we're excited. Really excited for the challenge ahead.
As a follow-up to that, each week you stand up here and say, oh, it's a stop the run. That's a team that has, I think, 22 carries a game, and Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, is the goal different? Is the goal to stop the pass against the Memphis?
Aaron Rodgers provides a huge dynamic and obviously is a top-tier, you know, if not the top-tier quarterback in the NFL, but it's always to stop the run. With all that being said, yes. You know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, obviously they rely on their pass game more than they do their run game, but you look at how they were playing with Eddie Lacy, you know, and they were running the ball. He was averaging 4 to 5 yards a pop, you know what I mean? So if they can run the ball, they're going to. And ultimately we have to make them one-dimensional.
Do you ever kind of look at the standings and see where you are and what you guys have to do these last 6 weeks to get in?
I honestly have not. My head's probably been really, you know, down and focused on the 1 week schedule. But, you know, I know we're still in a position to where we can really create our own destiny, making, you know, these next six games count. If we handle our business, we'll be all right. But, you know, I think the way you have to approach it is to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and understand that it's there, but we have in no way, shape, or form should we look ahead. You know, we have to look at the task ahead or in front of us, and, you know, we've got to handle business each and every week and treat it as an individual opportunity.
Not looking ahead, but will you look like Thursday's games? The two early games, the Cowboy Redskins game, the Lions Vikings games, are games that couldn't impact how you guys watch
those games
and look at it differently.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really doing much on Thursday, right? So you watch the games, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they do; it's a matter of what we do. If we don't handle our business, we're not even going to be in that position. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, nobody else matters except for what's in this building. And we understand that.
Is Rodgers operating a little bit differently than we're accustomed to? I think his yards per attempt are.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, man. You know, you give him an opportunity, he's gonna make the most of it. So, you know, it doesn't matter how he played last week, the week before. He is a proven quarterback in this league, and it's somebody we have to be ready for at any moment.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.